Hmm? The pasuk says, "Shoftu v'shochun titan l'cho b'chol sharecho." Right? So you have to appoint judges and shochun, Rashi says, are the ones that enforce the law. Okay? B'chol sharecho. What does it mean, b'chol sharecho? Means b'chol ir v'ir. Okay? So the Rambam has in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin in Halachic Gimel, he gives you the whole seder of how you have to appoint the shoftim in every year. All right, that's fine. Then you have a problem though, because it says the pasuk continues, "Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha lishvotecha." Okay, so the plain shot in the pasuk is "Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha lishvotecha" means that the means that God gives it to you for your shvatim, means that the shvatim are the ones that that inherit the land. That's the plain shot. But Rashi learns differently. Lishvatecha, Rashi says, Mosev al titan lecha shoftim, Mosev al titan lecha, Mosev al titan lecha. Which means shoftim v'shotrim titan l'cho lishvatecha b'chol sharecha asher Hashem l'kecha nosein l'cho. Okay? So you have to read the pasuk differently. Shoftim v'shotrim titan l'cho b'chol sharecha lishvatecha, which means that not only in every year for year, but also every shevet. Then asher Hashem l'kecha nosein l'cho. That's a Rashi line. So Rashi says, Lishvatecha, Malame Shemoshivim Dayonim, L'chol Shevet V'Shevet, U'V'chol Yevayir. Okay. So it comes out that every Shevet you have to have Dayonim, and also every city. Now there's one problem. The problem is that once you have a Dayonim in every city, what do you need the dayanim in every shevet for? It just doesn't make any sense. You have dayanim, every city has dayanim, has a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Kitano. So you have 23 in every city. Then you have the Sanhedrin Agodl and Arabias. So that's it. I mean, where are the Shvatim coming to the picture? Okay. This is a big problem. So there are those that say Taisvis says, and the Sifrei Chacham says that the pshat is, of course, if you should have one city that has two shvatim, so you'll be chayev in two bati dinim. Okay. So first of all, I mean, that's not the it's a difficult pshat, because the pasuk isn't speaking. You have to say the pasuk is saying lishvatecha, speaking in a strange case.
Ramban also has that.
Yeah, we'll see the Ramban in a minute. So it comes out the pasuk speaking in a strange case. That the pasuk speaking in a case where you happen to have one city that's broken up into two shvatim. Who says you're going to have such a thing, first of all? And okay, if you do, so it's an exceptional case. The pasuk doesn't come along to teach you psak halacha for an exceptional case. It just doesn't make sense in the pasuk. Okay. Now let's take that. The Rambam in this area is completely unintelligible. I mean, you saw the Rambam, right? Rambam, we just don't understand how he learns Pshat altogether. The Rambam in Sanhedrin, right in the beginning, he says like this. He starts off, Mitzvah sase shel Torah limnos shoftim v'shochim. V'chol medino medino v'chol pelach u'pelach. Shenema shoftim v'shochim titan l'cho b'chol sharecha. Alright. Now, first of all, we don't know what he means by medino medino. What is medino medino? Well, what does it mean, medino medino? Pelach u'pelach is... Pelach means district. That's the plain shot, the way people understand pelach. Pelach means a district of... a district where you have Yaros, and then you have the Plachim. The Pelach is really a group of cities. Now, okay, so it's one district. What is Medina? Medina? We don't understand. Then in Halacha Beis, he says, Ein anu chayovim lahamid batei dinim b'chol pelach u'pelach u'v'chol ir v'ir, ela b'aretz Yisrael b'vad. So now he changes it. Medina suddenly is gone, and you have ir v'ir. You have ir v'ir. And then he says, Ala b'chutz l'aretz, Ein anu chayovim lahamid bez din b'chol pelach u'pelach. So in Chutz Lo'etz, you're not chayiv in Pelach and Pelach. What are you chayiv in? Are you chayiv in ear for ear? He doesn't say. I mean, he just leaves it blank. And then in Gimel he goes on, Kama batei dinim kavuyin, you be Yisrael, v'kama yim in Yonan. So then he goes through the whole Seder Advarim. Seder Advarim is very simple. You have Sanhedrin Gedola. Then you have he gives you the Seder of Sanhedrin. Then you have Bezin Shoshlosha, Esmer Shlosha, two of them on Arabayis. Okay, and then you have in every city. Now, where does Pelach or Pelach come in? We don't know. I mean, Pelach or Pelach, you just don't find it. You just don't see it. It doesn't exist somehow. Even more strange is the Rambam in Hay. In Hay, the Rambam says, "Ein ma'amid melech el al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad." Okay, "Vein osin sanhedrin ketana l'chol shevet v'shevet l'chol ir vo'ir el al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad." Suddenly, he mentions about sanhedrin ketana l'chol shevet v'shevet. This he never mentioned before altogether in the Aleph. In the Rambam, we just don't understand what he's talking about in terms of the objects that you're chayev in. Medina, Pelach, Pelach, and then ear for ear, and shevet. He doesn't mention shevet in the beginning. It's a very difficult realm. Let's leave the Rambam go. Rambam is very tough. Let's take a look. The Ramban is really the one that opens. The Ramban, the Chumash, opens it up somewhat. Opens up the area. He says like this: The Tam Lishvatecha Musa Valtitn Lacha Malameit Shemoshivin Bezdin B'chol Shevet V'Shevet U'B'chol Yiriyah Lashon Rashi. Okay, so you have a case that you have two shvatim, so then you're going to have two batei dinim. But it's very difficult to say the pasuk is speaking about that case in specific. Alright, now let's take a look. So he says like this, Yitachin lefare shechiv akosav lindos bezdin al kol hashevet v'hu yishpo teskulam. So even though they all have 23, so what's the difference between the bezdin that's the bezdin on the shevet and the bezdin that's the bezdin in ir v'ir? They're both all the same in minyan. He says, "Aval agedolim shabahem b'chokma yismanu al kol hashevet." He says, the biggest ones, the greatest chachamim, will be the ones that are on the shevet. V'tachteyam l'chol ir v'ir. Okay, now ve'ein balei b'yichom lochov ze lodun el v'fnei bezin shebiram v'lo v'fnei bezin shebiracheres v'afilo yishnei balei adin biracheres Yochaloma Neilchof Ne Bezden Shebirino. Avo Bezden Hashevet Yocholoftos Kol Anshe Shvato Lodin Lafanov. Vafilu Hayo Agdolim Beiron Yocholoma Le Bezden Agadol Shal Shevet Aslina. Okay, so that's a loch. You can go to, you have a right to choose to go to the best bed. Alright. Now it's like this. In Nistapu Batidinim Shalayoros, Yavo Lufne Bezna Gadol Shal Shevet, the Yishalu Kderashis and Hedri Gidola Mamuna, Al Kol Batidinim Shal Kol Yisrael, Kachye Beznechad Mamuna, Al Kol Shevet the Shevet. The Nutzruchu Lasakim, the Ligza Dovra Al Shevet Shalayem, goes in Masakim. Ula Shevet Kigzera Sanhedrin Gedola Kol Yisrael. The Zewa Bezden Amuska Bim Sechet Harios. Sheshaninu Bahor Bezden Shalachim and Ashvatim Vasa Osa Shevet Al Piyam Osa Shevet Chayev Isha Ashvatim Torah. Okay. So, the Rabban had difficulty with the, himself, with how you set up the Batei Dinim. And what is this, and what is this Bezden of a Shevet? So the Rabban concluded that you must say that there was such a bezin. I mean, even though we don't find such a thing. But he concluded you must say that there was a bezin on every shevet. I mean, it's very funny, because, I mean, it would seem like it should be yisod, but it seems it's unknown, not clear. Not clear from Chazal or from Halachos whether there was such a bezin altogether. But Ramban concludes that there must have been such a bezin. There must have been a bezin that was memuna on the shevet itself. On the shevet itself. Of course, the question really is what Ramban asked originally. I mean, you have the way the Rambam has, the Rambam doesn't have such a thing in his setup anyways. In the original setup, he doesn't have such a thing. He has the Bez Nagol B'Yerushalayim, then he has the Bez Tu Batei Dinim on Harabayis, and then you have the Shor Batei Dinim in the Bechol Yevoyer. So the question really still remains. I mean, the Ramban invented a new Bezdin, created a new Bezdin for the Shevet. But the question is, what's the purpose? Okay, so you'll say there was such a Bezdin. Well, what's the purpose of such a Bezdin? You know what I mean? What do you need it for? I mean, it's not enough if they have a problem. So the Ramban says, if they have a problem, so then they go to the Bezdin of the Shevet. Fine. I mean, so they wouldn't have the Bezdin of the Shevet, so where would they go? So they go to the Bezdin on Harabayas. And they go, and they don't know. The Ramban has an Hilchos Mamre, he has all said over there. If they don't know, so then they go to the the drum definitely doesn't have this. Yeah, where's the drum? Actually, Shimam Malachafes. Vekeitza Dan and Zaka Mamre. Beishi Yipali Dov V'yorba Chocham Amagila Ro Bein B'Davash Yerbein Bein B'Davash Kibar Barasov Harei U'Vachokinim Olim Yishalayim U'Bom U'Bom Lepes Nishal Pesach B'Har Bayis. Amalam Bezdin Kachwatin. Im Shama the Kibbles Mutter. Vim Lav Boing Kulam the Bezdin Shal Pesach Azara. That's the second one. Amalam Gamheim Kachwatin. Im Kibbu Yochulam Vim Lav Kulam Boing the Bezdin Gadal Lishka Sagazis. Shemisham Tariatas the Holy Israel. Shemem and Makamashi Yuchad Hashem. Bezdin Amalam Kachwatin the Yotin Kulam. Choses are Chacham Lira. Okay, so that's the Seder Advorim. So the Seder Dvarim is, first you go to the Bezdin in your ear, the Bezdin in the ear can't resolve it, so you go to Bezdin HaBayis can't resolve it, you go to Bezdin on the Zoro, and then you go to Bezdin HaGadol. So that's the Seder Dvarim. There's no mention of a Bezdin of a Shevet. Ram does not have a Bezdin of a Shevet. It's an interesting thing. Rambam's very difficult. Rambam was the Bezdin. He does mention Bezdin of a Shevet, but we don't know what function it is, or even where it exists. We don't even know where it exists. But the Ramban made it clear that it has to exist. It has to be a Bezdin of a Shevet. The only question on the Ramban is, of course, well, what do you need it for? I mean, that's what the Ramban's answer. Ramban posits there must be such a thing as a bezdin. Okay, so we can accept it. But the question is, what do you need it for? What's wrong with the Seder Adron where the Ram has it? Bezdin shebechol ir v'ir, then the bezdin on Pesach on the Har HaBayis, and the bezdin on Pesach Hazor. I think that what the Ramban is saying, just to explain the Ramban, I think there's a fundamental principle. See, the principle is like this. The Ramban says that just like the Bezdin HaGadol has jurisdiction over all. Has jurisdiction over all of Klal Yisrael, he says, so too the Bezdin of the Shevet has jurisdiction over the Shevet. And he mentions also, he says like this, he says, Vim hutrichu l'sakein v'ligzor dovar al Shevet shelahem gozun u'masakein. Now, what does Ramban mean by that? I think that's the clue over here, where he says that if hutzrichu l'sakein v'ligzor dovar shevet shelahem goes in masaknin, and that's just like Sanhedrin gedol kol Yisrael. What he means is like this. See, there's one thing. Sanhedrin. There's two halachas in Sanhedrin. One halacha in Sanhedrin is mora hara. In other words, they're paskin. They clarify the halacha. Ki pole mimcha dover lamishpat. Bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din. So the kanta ali says you have to go and you have to determine. So the Sanhedrin determines what the halacha is. What the halacha is. But there's another halacha in Sanhedrin. There's a loch in Sanhedrin that Sanhedrin has an achrayus, is achroy, he has a responsibility to Klal Yisrael to ensure that the halachic system exists properly in Klal Yisrael. It's a responsibility that the Sanhedrin has. That responsibility, that's the halach of Takanas and Gzeres. Why is Bezdin Misak and Takanas and why do they have to do it? Because the halacha is they have a certain responsibility to all of Klal Yisrael, a responsibility that the mitzvot should be kept properly, should be implemented properly. So therefore, if there's any time they see that something is not going along properly, there's some kind of a danger, so Sanhedrin is mechuyev to be misakin gzeris and takanis and hagais. That's a responsibility of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is a responsible body for, it's responsible for Klal Yisrael, implementation of the mitzvahs. So it's two separate functions of Sanhedrin, really. One function of Sanhedrin is to paskin shalas, to clarify the din. Another function of Sanhedrin is for Sanhedrin to, they have an obligation to make sure that the halacha is kept properly. And that's the halacha of, in the Torah of Al-Pi HaTorah Sheyerucha. V'ala Mishpat HaShemucha Sase Lo Sosu Min HaDovar HaShiyagidlucha Yomer Usbal. Which means to say that Parsha gave the Sanhedrin a right to create Takonis and Halachas. That's a different Parsha. So really there's two Parshas in Sanhedrin. Ki Poli Mimcha Dovar LaMishpat is one. That's a Halacha and clarification of Halacha. And then Al-Pi HaTorah Sheyerucha is another parsha. It's a parsha of the responsibility of the Sanhedrin to Klal Yisrael. Where are those two parshas, by the way? Mitch Rosner there?
No.
Yeah, Ki Poli Mimcha Dovar LaMishpat is where? Is in just a second. Bein Dam L'Dam Bein Din L'Din is what? Same thing? I just did it, huh? Same Pasha, I'm sorry. It's the same Pasha. It's the same Pasha, but it's two aspects of Sanhedrin. First one is Kippol Nimcha Dovar LaMishpat.
And then we have Cisa Piatava Shigilchom and Makamah. Apiatarsheirucha means that they have the right to institute Hakanis. So the Vishus Yasav is Zodan Lazil Tishmael Akain, that's already implementation. Okay. So it's one parsha. One parsha, there's two aspects of Sanhedrin in the same parsha. So what the Ramban is saying is an interesting thing. Ramban is saying is like this, that this halacha of responsibility is one that has, it's a hierarchy of responsibility. There's the basic responsibility. You see, when Bezdin functions in terms of responsibility, it's like a gavra. It's like an entity. It's like a gavra that's responsible for the for Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Who's the gavra that's responsible for Shmiras HaMitzvahs? The gavra is really all of Klal Yisrael. But all of Klal Yisrael is represented by whom? Represented by the Sanhedrin. By the Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin is really the gavra that is chayiv in the responsibility of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. It's the gavra of Klal Yisrael which is embodied in the form of the Sanhedrin. That's what the Sanhedrin is, really. Because the Sanhedrin represents all of Klal Yisrael. But now it comes out an interesting thing according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it comes out there's another gavra that's responsible also. And that is the gavra of Shevet. That's Lishvatecha. That the gavra of Shevet is also responsible. Each Shevet is really responsible for its own Shevet, for its own members, in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. It's an interesting thing. That's what the Ramban is saying, basically. The Ramban is saying that the Shevet is a responsible entity, and the Gavra of the Shevet that represents the Shiyuv is the Sanhedrin of the Shevet. And then there's an overall body of Klal Yisrael, which is represented by the Gavra of the Sanhedrin of all of Klal Yisrael. That's the Sanhedrin of Galut Yerushalayim. That's what the Ramban that's the idea the Ramban introduced. It's an interesting thing. Otherwise, Ramban doesn't really answer anything, because the question you started off with was, why do you need the Sanhedrin of the Bezdin of the Shevet? But the answer is, and the clue is where he says about the Misak and Takonis, the answer is that the responsibility of the Shevet is the Shevet itself is a unique Gavra, separate Gavra in Klal Yisrael, which has responsibility to make sure that all its members abide by the halachic system. And where is the gavra? What is the embodiment of this gavra? The embodiment of this gavra is the Bezdin of the Shevet, the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin shall chav gimel. This Sanhedrin shall chav gimel represents the gavra of Shevet. So it comes out like this. It comes out that in Klal Yisrael there's a hierarchy of responsibility. The first responsibility is really the responsibility of every Shevet to make sure that its members keep the halacha. And not only that, keep the halacha, and the Ramban doesn't split it. It's interesting. The Ramban doesn't split it. Why doesn't he split it? Because it's really one parsha. And take a look, it says one parsha. So it means it has to be the same entity. So the entity which is responsible is also the entity which is Machriya the din. That's why the Ramban says that he has a right to go, to demand that he goes to the Sanhedrin of the Shevet. And the Sanhedrin of the Shevet, if any of the lower Sanhedrin don't know something, so then they have to go and be Machriya the din by the Sanhedrin of the Shevet. The Sanhedrin of the Shevet is really the entity which does both functions. It functions in terms of clarification, birur din, and it functions also in terms of implementation of the din. So it comes out that that's the pasuk asher shomkech anoch lishvatecha, that each shevet is a separate responsible entity, a separate gavra, which is chayiv in implementing and in clarifying the halacha for its own group. Then over that you have the Sanhedrin of the Hall of Klal Yisrael. That's the way the system works according to Ramban. It's interesting. Why is this so? Why is this so? It would seem that it's really Yesod and Yadus. It's Yesod and Yadus. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Chukah, when Bilam, it says by Bilam, it says that Vayisaina Vayar. It's in Bullock Chof Dalet Beis. Okay? Chof Dalet. Vayar Bilam Kitov Ben Hashem Avarach Vesov Lalach Tfam Tfam Akras Nachashim. Vayoshes El Amid Bapono Vayisav Lamasena Vayar Yisrael Shochen L'Shvatov. Vati Olav Ruach Lekin. What does it mean Shochen L'Shvatov? What's Shochen L'Shvatov? So Rashi says, "Ro kol shevet shevet shochem asma." So what? So what if every shevet shochem asma? Well, so what? I mean, what did he see there? So what? But the veinam muravin, ro she'ein pischein mechuvonim ze keneged ze. Okay, that's matovo olach Yaakov. It's a different thing. But what is shochem l'shvata? So it's interesting. The Targum Yonas and Ben Aziel says, "Vachama yas Yisrael shayon l'shifteon bevote medrashayon." What does it mean Vatei Medrashayon? So what's Lashvata? Lashvata has nothing to do with it. He saw them that they had Vatei Medrashas. Okay, so what does it got to do with Shvatim? But apparently there's a concept in Klal Yisrael that each Shevet, you see, the question is, like, Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. The Torah was given to every Yachid. Who's the Mekabel of the Torah? Every yachid is an entity that's makabal. Every yachid is an entity that's makabal atara. But apparently there's an entity of shevet. There's an entity of shevet as well. Which means that there's a gavra, there's 12 gavras in Klal Yisrael that are makabal atara. Which means every shevet is a separate entity. Is a separate, Shevet Levi 2, 13. Every shevet is a separate entity that's makabal that's a gavra that's makabal terah. So it means like this. It means that every shevet has a unique characteristic. It's a unique kind of characteristic, and it's considered like a separate gavra. That's why each shevet is responsible. It has its own character. It's like a unit, like a person, like a gavra, like an entity. And each shevet is mekabel Torah. There's a kabbalas Torah of every shevet. There's a kabbalas Torah of every yachid. And there's a kabbalas Torah of all of Klal Yisrael. But each shevet is a unique phenomenon, a unique entity. And that's why, in terms of the achrayas of, in terms of the achrayas of shmiras mitzvahs, it falls upon each shevet. It's interesting. The Rambam says in Yemos Mashiach, the Rambam also mentions that because if that's the case, so it means to say, if that's the phenomenon of Klal Yisrael, so in Yemos Mashiach, you're going to have all the Shvatim. And the Rambam does say that. The Rambam says in Perek Shnei Masar Aloch Gimel, he says, Holo Marata Sheberuch HaKodesh Miyachasin HaMochzokin U'modiin HaMiyuchus V'ein Miyaches Yisrael Elo L'Shifteyam. Okay, the ain miyaches zol el l'shiftan. It means that what? It means that the. It means that when it's miyaches Klal Yisrael, so it has to be. It has to be to their shvatim. Why to their shvatim? Because shevet is an entity. Shevet apparently is an entity. You have another halacha like that where shevet is an entity, where it says in Bamidbar it says lo sisov nachalol of Nei Yisrael. In the end of Masay. So you take a look at the end of Masay and Bamidbar. The end of Masay. Okay. It says Lo Sisov in Lamed Vav Zayin. Lo Sisov Nachlo of Nei Yisrael Mate El Mate Ki Ish Benachlas Mate Avosov Yidbeku Bnei Yisrael. So each one has to have. So that's why the Benos Lafchad, who were the Benos Lafchad, who inherited land from their father, so they weren't permitted to marry another shevet. So the Ramban says, why? But it was only for one door. After that door, it doesn't apply. Valdas Rabosenu Shador Shudover Zed Ramban says, Lo Yehe Illinois Gelbador Zebulvad. Itochin Shlohoyu Bahola Dorahu Abob Arat Borat, Yorshos Nahlas Bilti Benos Slofkot. Kialkin Lo Dibru Vitsiva Kosov, Shem Yama, Tivakasa. Until that time, they only had the case, of Benos Lofa. But the Pasuk said that from that time on, Shem Yomas Adam Min Hayomahu Achatecholik Aretz L'Shiftayim Tiyet Bito Yoresh Soso, and his daughter will inherit him Lo Sinase L'Shevet Acher. So she shouldn't marry another Shevet. She Lo Yovo O Ishahu Be'eis Chilik Aretz Lokachas lo nachalo besoch mata acher. So this man who married this woman, who'll go and who, since he's the Baal, and he'll claim the wife's land besoch mata acher. Ki ekpido lohem, tia yosik dola be'eis hachilok shlo yisarvu hashvotem zem ze benachalo. Ki achrei kein kva no da nachalo san lo ekpido kolkach. What does it mean? It means like this, that in terms of Yerusha Soretz, who is the Gavra that's the Yoresh? The Gavra that's Yoresh is the Shevet. The Shevet is the Gavra that's Yoresh. So that's why originally it wasn't proper to have the Nachalon mixed up. Afterwards, once the character once it's established, the character of each Shevet is established, Torah wasn't makbid on it. But in Yerusha Sa'aretz, B'shas Yerusha, and Kibush and Chaluka, so the Gavra that is Zocha Ba'aretz has to be the Gavra of the Shevet alone, and no other Shevet mixed in. Because each Shevet is a separate unique character, a separate unique phenomena. It's like it's a separate entity, a halachic entity. And this entity has its own characteristics, its own personality, and that's why there's a Sanhedrin for each Shevet, because each Sanhedrin has to deal with its own people that have their own personality and their own characteristics. The Shevet is an entity. The Shevet is like a person. It has a specific, unique character, each Shevet. And that's why every entity that has a unique character, that is a unique entity, must have its own Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin functions, the Sanhedrin is responsible for the Shevet. And the Sanhedrin is responsible in terms of making sure implementing the halacha, and it's also responsible in terms of clarification of the halacha. That's really what the Ramban says. It's an interesting Ramban, but the Ramban, I think the Ramban opens up an important yisod. Okay.
Rebbe, if they married out of the Shevet, what would happen? Would they be disowned?
Who's that talking?
Leslie.
Leslie, yeah.
If they
married
out of the Shevet, what would it, if
it was an Isser, it was a love, it was an Isser. But it was an Isser Lashon. I mean, what would the Onish be?
Yeah.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. I mean, I don't know, maybe it doesn't be Machayev them in Gershon. It doesn't say, because it was only Lashon. But even though the Halach was only Lashon, the phenomena of Shevet wasn't Lashon. The phenomena of Shevet is Lo and Vod. Because you see, the Rambam mentions by Moshe Mashiach that the Melech HaMashiach will be Miyaches to Ruach HaKodesh, will be Miyaches to Shvatim again. So each Shevet has a unique personality, unique entity, and it's Chayev in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. It has its own Chiyuv in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That's really what the Ramban is saying. It's an interesting Ramban.
So according to what you're saying, each Shevet could have made up its own Minhag for its own Shevet, is that correct? According to the character.
Yeah, correct, that's right. Since each Shevet has its own character, and they're responsible for it, it's responsible for its own Shevet, if a Shevet sees that it requires certain takonis, so it has to make certain takonis for that Shevet. The rest of the Shvatim don't have to keep those takonis.
That could be the source of many different minhagim still above the yom or not.
Excuse me?
Could that be the source of many different varied minhagim we have today, dating back all the way?
Well, that's, you mean, we have B'chol Yir V'Yir. I mean, each year, that's
right, but I mean, just wondering historically, that was
Ein Echanami, Ein Echanami. According to Ramban, that's it. It goes all the way back to that. That's what the Ramban is saying, basically.
Now, it's interesting for the Ramban also to see that if the Takana was something that was against, was a law, then you'd bring one Chatos for the whole Shevet.
You see, it's interesting that you mention that. The Rambam does have such an idea like that. The Rambam, that there's such an entity of Shvatim, the Rambam himself has in Hilchos Gagos. In Hilchos Gagos. He has like this. On Perek Shnei Masa. In Perek Shnei Masa he has Kol Dovrasha, the Parhelm Dovrasha Tiba. So anything that Yechayev, Shechayev, Nal Shigigotso, Chatas Kavua, if Shem Shogad, the Desna Gadol, the Hora, if the Desna Gadol makes a mistake, it's Perkis Beis Nilvish Gagas, the Horu La Tiro, the Shogadu Aam, the Hora Osan, Vasu Aam, the Aim Somchen Al Hora Osan, the Achakach No Dadla Desna Shetau, Are Desna Chayofin La Vikarb Mchatash Al Shigagasa. So then, if you have like this, if the Bezdin was Mora Lahatir, and it was Navera, the Yechayev Chatas Kavua, and Bezdin was Matir. So Bezdin's Chayev to bring a carbon. But you require one thing. What do you require? That you must have that most of the nation violated it. You see? Now he says like this. And how is Halacha set up? Halacha set up that each Shevet has to bring a Par Chatas. He says, Umar carbon, imbavadazara shagaguvaharu, is all done Gemara in the Mishnah Harriet. Imbavadazara shagaguvaharu, mathiim parlaolo, so lachatas, mikol shavit v'shavit. The carbon zeloma, but pasha shwach lacha. Vahayim, shenema, vahayim, meini, haida, nesel, is gaga. So that's shigatavadazara. Vim bishar krisis, not a vadazara. So then, so chayavna shigasan chatas kavua. So each shevet brings a par chatas. Okay, so it depends if it's a vada zara, if it's a regular chayefim chatas. Nintas lameh chim shagag bezna gadl barra bavada zara, mazin kol akol, shnei masa par malos, shnei masa zim. Okay. Now, in Shara Mitzvah, so they just bring shnei masa par. Now, and this is called par halm dovishal tibor. Shenema vikra kol. Now we say like this. Whether all the Jews did it, violated Allah. So if you have Rov Yisrael, even though it's not in terms of the Shvatim, it's a Miyut, you're Chayav. So you see that what if Rov HaShvatim did it, but there's a Miyut of Kol Yisrael, you're also Chayav. The same exact thing. Mevi'in kimi'in kol ha'shvatim pa'ala kol shevet v'shevet. So you see clearly that shevet is an entity. So if it's Rov Yisrael, so what's the Machayev? So the Machayev is the entity of Kol Yisrael. That's the higher entity, the greater entity. But if it was Rov of the Shvatim, since every shevet is a separate entity with a separate gavra that's Chayev in... It has a chiyuv in Kabbalah Samitzvahs and Shmiras Samitzvahs. So if you have Rova the entities, you're also going to be chayiv. That's what the Rambam says. It's either or. It's either Rova the entities of Shvatim, or else it's Rova in terms of the entire klal. Either it's the entity which according to Ramban, which Bezna Gadol is responsible for, or else it's the entities in terms of the Shvatim. So you see clearly the Rambam has such an idea also. As a matter of fact, in the 13th paragraph over there, he says, Ketzad im chiser achas mikol adrachim shebi'arnu, and he gives an example. He says, if one of those things is missing, so then the only one that's chayav is the ones that do the aver, but not the bezin. He says, Arei she'aru bezin shel echad min ashvatim lahem, she'chel avakeh ha'mutim. Here the Rambam brings in that bezin of one of the shvatim was mora for them, that the chel avakeh was mutter. So they're mora shalok alocha. So, it's a strange thing. Here again, the Rambam has a concept of a bezn of echad min ashvatim that is being mora halacha for the shevet itself. And Rambam seems to agree with the concept. How the Rambam sets it up in the beginning in Hilchos Sanhedrin, no one knows. It's just impossible to figure them out. But the fact that the Ramban's idea that a shevet is an entity, that I think is not a question. I think everybody agrees. And there's no question about it. That every shevet is Every Sheva is true, but Batei Medrashehon, it's the Batei Medrashehon, but it's a separate kiyum of Batei Medrashehon. It's a base on Medrash of every Sheva. It means the Sheva is a separate entity of kiyum on mitzvahs and limud on mitzvahs and shmir on mitzvahs. It has a separate character, it has a separate personality. It's like a gavra. The shvatim are like gavra. That's a klal in Yadav. And that's why by Mavah HaMashiach, the Mavah HaMashiach must come back, he must reinstate the shvatim. Without the shvatim, you're lacking the gavra of Klal Yisrael. So Ramban says, nice pshat. The pshat opens up an idea which I don't think anybody disagrees with it. It's very hard to disagree with the Ramban's idea because it's a pasuk. Shal Shem Lekach Hanef Machal Shvatecha. There is another possibility that I had. The possibility that the basically, I mean the Ramban's pshat. I mean according to the Ramban, you must say. I mean even the Rambam has such a concept of a bezin. That's more for the shape. The business more for the shape. It's difficult. The realm of difficult. Realm of difficult. Okay, we'll leave it at this. Leave it here.
It's obvious, but perhaps this should be mentioned that the concept of shvatim is clear from the brachas of Yaakov and the brachas of Moshe. Okay, that each one is the difference in brachas of Yaakov and Moshe. Brachas of Yaakov is before Matan Torah, Brachas of Moshe is after Matan Torah. But the Hashem Misinai Bo, Vizorach Misei Lama. Okay. So, right. So the, but you see in each one, the Torah mentions, the Pesukim mentions the various characteristics. So you see that a shevet really is an entity that has certain fixed characteristics, and each one is a unique entity. That's why each one is, insofar as halacha is concerned, implementing halacha, and in each unit, it goes by the shevet. Okay, just wanted to mention that at one point. All right, now if you want to do, now with Yuma, okay? Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the speaker? Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Okay. I hear a lot of noise. How come? All right. So we'll start with, let's take Yuma.
Yeah.
An argument?
About the air conditioner that's making too much noise.